Okay, Chevra. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi Vav Se'if Vav speaks about how one does a bedika. It says, Tachnisenu ba'oso makom ba'omek l'chorin ulistakim ad makayim shahashamishdosh, that what you should do is you should put the cloth in deeply and go around l'chorin ulistakim to all the cracks and crevices. It's interesting, this is the same lashon that's found by Bedikas Chometz, right? Chorin Ustakim. It's supposed to be a thorough Bedika to go into all the cracks and the crevices. The vaginal area, like the top of your mouth, has many ridges, no? Feel the top of your mouth. You have to go slowly to get all of those ridges, and you should go as deeply as Ad Mokayim Shahashamishdosh until the Aver reaches a climax. Vitira im yeshbo shum mare admumis, and you check to make sure that there's no red. You should not only go in a bit, like kinuach, but you should go in ad makim shashamish dosh. However, zok lemachaber, if this is difficult to go so deep, so lechol apachos the bedika of hefsek taharim, bedika of day one of shiva nekiyim, should be ad makim shashamish dosh. The Ramo writes that, you know what, even if you never go Amokim Shashamash Dosh B'diyavad, it's going to be good. But both Mechaber and Rama say that you need B'dikas Chorin Ustakin, and that is Ma'akiv even B'diyavad. Ad Mokim Shashamash Dosh, the Rama says, is not Ma'akiv at all. The Mechaber holds it's Ma'akiv by Hefsek Tahara and by B'dik of day one. But everyone, both Mechaber and Rama, hold that B'dika has to be Chayvin Ustakin, it has to be a complete thorough bedika around to all the sides. Now, remember, Ad Makim Shashamash Dosh refers to the depth of the bedika. That might not be Ma'akev, but to go around to all the cracks and crevices, that is Ma'akev, Ad Kan Divrei HaShulchan Aruch V'Harama. However, the Pesachei Tshuva Sifkat and Tes quotes in the Noda B'Yehuda, that the Noda B'Yehuda is super duper mekel man. Over here, and the Noda B'Yehuda wants the Taina that you can get by Me'ikar Hadin. He says the Mechaber is much too Machmir, Shulchan Aruch is much too Machmir, and really, you do not need Chayvin Ustakin, and not only do you not need Chayvin Ustakin, he entertains that you do not even need an internal Bedika at all. That with the exception of the bedika of Hefsek Tahara, where the Noda B'Yehuda says you need an internal bedika. So in order to understand this, let's go through the Shitos HaRishonim, and we will go min ha-kal el ha-kaved. We'll go from the biggest meikol in Rishonim, because as modern Orthodox Jews, we believe in kol ha-Torah kula, right? That we want kulas. Okay, whatever. That's Rabbi Daniel Feldman's joke. But right, we want to begin min hakal and then proceed el hakaved. So the biggest mekel is Rabbi Abraham ben David of Paskiers, a.k.a. the Ravid, in the Sefer Bali HaNefesh, Shar HaSefira, Simin Gimel. Zok the Ravid. There are three different types of bedikas that are found in Judaism. Bedika type 1 is a woman who found a kesem. The Gemara speaks about how there's a bunch of women lying in bed, and you find a kesem, you're not sure where it comes from. So the Gemara says you wipe yourself. You wipe around externally, nothing internal. For a bedika's kesem, zok the Ravid, you do not have to insert a cloth internally, ki hu zeh. All you need is external wiping. Basically the same as like when you go to the bathroom, you wipe yourself externally, that would suffice for a kesem. Bedika type 2, zok the Ravid, is bedika labaila, right? And bedika labaila, the Rashba says, is bedikas bayis hachitzain. That means you're checking the vagina, the vaginal area. V'hu mokoyim shahashamosh dosh. Vihi bedika l'nida ulezava l'yom ha'afsaka ulebedikas hashiva asher amarenu l'mayla. Basically, this is the bedika that we know. Bedikas for a zava, for a nida, hefsek tahara, right? All the normal bedikas that we have encountered, that we will continue to encounter. All you need over here is bedikas bayis hachitza. Now, there is a bit of the study of gersology that's necessary in this line of the Ravid that I read. The way we have the text in the Ravid in the Balei HaNefesh, it says, it is makayim shahashamish dosh. Meaning, you are checking yourself internally in the vagina, but you are not doing chayrin ustakin, according to the Ravid. You are just doing makayim shahashamish dosh. However, the Beis Yosef's take on this Ravid, he adds one word within the Ravid, which is that you need a bedika ad makayim shahashamish dosh. That would be half of a fella, pil'e pla'im. Right? In other words, what the Ravid would be saying is that the depth of the bedika is an absolute requirement. But the thoroughness of the bedika, the chorin ustakin aspect of the bedika, is not required. And that would be punkt vakert from what we saw in the Mechaber and the Ramah. Mechaber and the Ramah say, avada you need chayrin ustakin, right? Which we have pointed out means the thoroughness of the bedika. That you have to go to all the cracks and crevices and crannies wherever you are, right? Very thorough. That's absolutely required of the Mechaber. But Mokem Shashamish Dosh, and the Beis Yosef, he tells us that the Pikachos, the intelligent women, say, oh, we could scratch ourselves doing that. And therefore the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber and the Ramah, they are lenient about the depth of the Bedika. But according to the text within the Ravid Balei HaNefesh, Hadavar Yotzei Haflev Afela, that the requirement is Ad Makim Shashamish Dosh. The depth of the Bedika is a requirement. However, the thoroughness of the bedika, the chorin ustakin aspect of the bedika, that is not required. No? It's a big chiddush, I think, but just emerges from the text. So bedika's type 1 is external entirely, for a kesem. Bedika type 2 is a bedika lebaila. Oh, for a bedika lebaila? So something internal has to happen. How internal, how deep it has to be, two gears is in the Ravid. But for sure, you don't need chayrin ustakin, right? When do I need chayrin ustakin? So the Ravid says, oh, chayrin ustakin is only required for taharos. At the time, right, that they kept tuma and tahara, so then there was a concern that maybe there's going to be some dam inside her body, hiding in a nook and a cranny. So, l'taharois, you need chorin ustakin. But l'baila, there's no din of chorin ustakin at all, zok the Ravid. Correct? That's the Ravid shita. Now, the Ravid quotes another shita. He quotes a yesh misha omer, that l'baila, you also require chayrin ustakin, but the Ravid says it's not mistaber, because once we are makol lebaila that you can do a hefsek tahara on day 2, so we should also be makol on the chayrin ustakin. The lumdis of that is interesting, probably not for now. Ayin the Hasaga of the Bahamar over here, and the footnotes in this edition tries to explain what that line means. Mr. Eichenbaum.
Why should we be more machmer for Taharis?
Oh, frech the Rashba. That makes no sense. Be more machmer for Taharis than it does with Baila. Baila is an Isser Kares. Right? You're gonna die. Right, whatever kares means. Taisus Yevam Mustaf Beisam Aleph, right, has two opinions about what kares is. No, but right, Yeshiva learned Yevamos a few years ago. But the fact is, right, kares—it's pretty serious business. So why would I be more machmir l'taharis than I am l'baila? That's the Rashba's kasha, and based on this kasha, the Rashba and the Tosis HaRosh on Hey Yomer Aleph, and the Rosh in Simin Yud, Perak Yud Simin Hey, they all say, you know what, all Bedikas, both Labayla and Lataris, require Chorin Ustakin. Right? Now, as a Yisha for the Ravid, it's just worth noting that we do know that there are dinim that were makna and lataharis, not labaila. No? For example, there is a halacha of me'es la'es. Me'es la'es means that lataharis, once I find out that I'm a nida, so I go back in history, and anything within the last 24 hours that I touched, I assume is time. Right? That's not true labaila. Right? If it would be true labaila, why is it not true labaila? That would be like an impossibility, no? Whenever I'm going to see them, so then I couldn't have been with my wife 24 hours beforehand. Right? Yeah, there was a movie called Back to the Future years ago that would like kind of deal with these types of issues. But the fact is, that don't work. No? That don't work. So, the fact is, I do see, and everyone points this out, right, that the Rash, but the Sidri Tahara in Sifkat and Chof Gimel, asks the Kasha on the Rashba. Rashba, what do you mean that we're not more machmir lataharis than labaila? We see that we are. It's a very good Kasha. The Yisha for the Rashba is probably that din is stamazoy an obscure din because we're worried mishum chash pruvu. Were there to be a din of me'es la'es labaila, so then pruvu would be impossible, correct? Because I could never sleep with my wife, because maybe she'll become a nida within 24 hours. Right? That would kind of undermine, like, Judaism. The future of Judaism would be at risk if you'd hold to that. Yeah. Josh? Rabbi Abramson.
What if a deep read between. We say the same thing for Hataros. We assume the woman is the status of Hatara, and then she does things that are.
Correct.
That would cause problems in 24 hours later.
Mm-hmm. A woman is becheskes tahara and she becomes a nida. So food that she touched within 24 hours, again, assuming she didn't do bedika, food that she touched within 24 hours, I have to be chayish that food is tameh because maybe she was tameh already when she touched the food.
Yeah. So if that's not a problem, why would it be a problem for
a food? Well, no, it is a problem. The taharis were chayish shmeis la'es.
Yes.
Right. Yes. If we would be chayish shmeis la'es lebayla also. So then, husbands will never be able to be with their wives.
But a woman's letting truma.
What?
A woman's letting truma.
Well, she would do a bedika, let's say, beforehand.
So likewise here.
So maybe you have to do a bedika. So the Gemara discusses in terms of bedikas kaidim tashmish. The tricky thing over here is as follows. Zok the Gemara on Daf Hei Yomer Aleph, that a bedika kaidim tashmish is not going to be a great bedika, no? Because mitoich she muhuma labesa. She shem lo tachni sen ol chorin ustakin. That's the source of chorin ustakin. There's nida dafei. We're worried that because she's excited about being able to be with her husband, so she won't do a thorough bedika. She won't go to chorin ustakin. Now, the Ravid says that what the Gemara means is that Chazal are not metakin chorin ustakin at all on bedika kodim tashmish. Because since we know she wouldn't do it properly, so Chazal never instituted Chorin Ustakin. The Rush and the Rashba, who assume that Chorin Ustakin is an absolute requirement, Lebaila, so the Rush and the Rashba say that what the Gemara means is that, no, really you have to do a thorough Bedika. We're concerned that you won't. It's like Chshash Ba'alma, and that Chshash Ba'alma is only the Taharis, not Lebaila. But the Ikar Hadin, the requirement is Bein Labayla, Bein Lataris. Let's just review. Ravid holds that Labayla, you do not need Chorin Ustakin. You might need Makim Shashamish Dosh, but you don't need Chorin Ustakin. That's what the Ravid says. Chorin Ustakin is only Lataris. The Rashba and the Rush assume that you always need Chorin Ustakin. That's what Shulchan Aruch paskins. And the Ramban has an opinion. The Ramban is quoted by the Noida Yehuda, Simin Memvav, by everyone and their uncle. I don't know if I answered your question. Maybe we'll talk about it after, because you look perplexed. we'll talk about it after. But the Rambam basically answers that there's a distinction between Hefsek Tahara and other Bedikas. Hefsek Tahara requires Chorin Ustakin. Other Bedikas don't require Ustakin. Now, one brief Ha'ara that's worth noting is everyone, or I don't know everyone, the Noid Behuda quotes the Ramban as making this distinction, and if you look in the Pischei Chuvah of Katan Tess, he basically, the Noid Behuda relies on this Ramban. Remember, Noid Behuda says that Shulchan Aruch is too machmir. Shulchan Aruch says you always need Chorin Ustakin, it's too machmir. What should you do? Do the Ramban of Hefsek Tahara, and once you're doing Meich Dachuk after you Hefsek Tahara, anyway, it's going to be in there until after Tzeis HaKoychavim, and then we'll rely on Rashi that Bedikas Laila helps. Alright? That's the Noid Yehuda's fancy footwork. But let's go slowly. Noid Yehuda's saying that the Ramban holds that you only need Chayun Ustakin for Hefsek Tahara. And the Ramban on Daf Hei says that this seems to me to be a hachra'a, a proper hachra'a. However, the last line in the Ramban on Hey Omer Aleph is Bal Nefesh Lo Yakel Bekach. Right? In other words, don't do it. Good? And I have a further proof that the Ramban says don't do it, because the Ramban also drafted a text called Hilchos Nida of the Ramban, no? Which is a halachic text. Hilchos Nida of the Ramban, Perek Beis, Ois Vav, Zok the Ramban, Ketza Bodekes Es Atma, how do you do it? Machneses Es Ha'ed La'osom Bakom, Ubodekes Bechol Chorin Ustakin, Veroem Yesham, Be'ed Shum Mare Haro'i L'tame Yosa. But you have to put the aid into the chayrin ustakin and see if there's any dam. Lo hechnisa ha'aid l'chayrin ustakin ein zu bedika elakinuach v'lo asasaklum. Meaning to say, no one understands how the Noda Yehuda is getting a Ramban, that the Ramban holds that only by Hefsek Tahara do you need chayrin ustakin, when this is what the Ramban says would be a hachra'a, but he says a Baal Nefesh shouldn't hold of this. And la halacha, the Ramban doesn't hold of this, k'mo shekasuv b'hilchos haRamban, ashver Noda Yehuda. Now, the Noda Yehuda is, like we said, super duper Makel Man. In other words, the Noda Yehuda thinks that everyone is too machmir on the Bedikos. What is the Iker Hadin of Bedikos? Zok the Noda Yehuda. So he thinks the Iker Hadin of Bedikos is that nothing internal needs to be done at all. Ready? Not only do you not have to go to Chayun Ustakin, but all you have to do is think. Meditate. No hargasha. Great! That's a bedika. Right? Holy moly. Right? That's what he's saying. No? The Noid Yehuda, and Noid Yehuda tainas that this is what the Ravid holds. We learned the Ravid. The Ravid says that bedika type 1, the most mekel bedika is l'ksamim. Bedika type 2 is the bedika that we're dealing with. That has to be mokayim shahashamish dosh, but you don't need chayu nustakin. So how does the Noid Yehuda get that this is the pshat in the Ravid? Well, he says if you keep on reading the Ravid first quotes the Gemara on Daf Hey, that you don't need chayu nustakin. Then the Ravid quotes the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara in Daf Yud Beis has a lashon about a husband who comes back from a trip. And he left his wife Bechezkas Tahara. And he comes back and he wants to sleep with his wife. So what does he do? He sleeps with her. So frankly, Gemara, what do you mean? Don't you need like a bedika? How do you know that she is Tahara? It's talking about Tevia Harehika Bedika. The fact that he asks her to be with him, right? That's a bedika. Tevia Harehika Bedika. So the Ravid quotes that we see that labayla you don't need chorin ustakin because tevia alone suffices. That's what the Ravid quotes as a raya. Now, and the lashon of the Ravid b'soif devarav is bibedika koldehu sagila. All you need is a bedika koldehu based on that gemara on Yud Beis. Bedika koldehu says in Noda Yehuda means nothing internal. Ki hu zeh. Now, there was a case that Rabbi Willig told me about that Rabbi J. Marcus Sheyichya from Reshet and from Staten Island, no? Rabbi J. Marcus once had a kala who, I don't know, I think this is probably malpractice on behalf of the kala teacher. But the kala teacher somehow like skipped that she should do any internal bedikos, no? And she's about to get married, and then what do you do? And Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was consulted. Rabbi J. Marcus was always very close to Rav Aaron, no? So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was consulted, and he got all nervous. Oh my gosh, like what do you do about bedikos? Oh, she didn't do any bedikos. So Lamaisa, they came up with a kula, because she was wiping herself externally. The Neidim Yehuda's mekal, that you don't need anything internal to suffice as a bedika. Tevia, harehika bedika is the pshat and the raivet. Now, leman ha-emes, of course it's zeir shver, because the raivet doesn't say that. The raivet says that you need something internal. So the Neidim Yehuda stands on his head and spits wood and nickels, and he says, whoa, whoa, whoa. When the Ravid says that you need something internal, he's talking about a chareshes or a shaita. For a chareshes or a shaita, so that you can't have tevia harehi kebedika. Tevia harehi kebedika requires a certain amount of cognizance. I have to know what I'm doing, no? So then I'm paying attention. But if I'm a chareshes or a shaita, so then I need a real bedika, and that's what the Ravid is talking about. Halo dochoku ma'od, but as I state in No Debi Yehuda. Now, again, like we pointed out, the pashtus in the Ravid is that bedikas kodahu just means that you don't need chayrin ustakin, but you do need internal bedikas. That's the pashtus in the Ravid, so that point is very difficult. However, the Sidrei Tahara in Os Chaf Gimel, no? Famous Sidrei Tahara in Os Chaf Gimel, Sidrei Tahara Tainis, a Chiddush Ladina, that he thinks, this is the first like four paragraphs in Os Chaf Gimel in the Sidrei Tahara. Sidrei Tahara thinks that, you know what? The Rishonim who argue on the Ravid and assume that you need Chayrin Ustakin, that's not a Din D'Oraisa. That's only a Din D'Rabban. And his Raya, that it's only a Din D'Rabbanon, is from the fact that a Basula does bedikas. Now, how does a basula do bedikas, no? They're chayrin ustakin. You see, mokim shashamish dosh might be possible by a basula. The hymen is a ring of tissue that surrounds the outside of the vagina. There is space inside. There is a hole. Different women have different standards of perforations of the hymen. Maybe we'll talk about this later on in the year. It's going to be so much fun to have this conversation. It's tremendous. Like, it's like, whatever. A few things are more fun than life. But the Rabbi David Shabtai like brought in a book once to show me different pictures of different types of hymens and what they can look like, and it's whatever. Okay, certain people are into this type of stuff. But the fact is, the hymen is a ridge of tissue that goes around the vaginal area. If the hymen is in place, you can't possibly do chayrin ustakin, because I can't get there. It's blocked by the hymen, no? So frek the Sidrei Tahara, how on earth does a basula do bedikas? Right? Before you get married, how do you do bedikas? So he answers based on his yesod. The entire din of chayrin ustakin is a din d'rabbanan. V'heim amru v'heim loy amru. They said that you have to do chayrin ustakin, but they said that by a basula, you don't. Yeah.
What about the idea of
Kalu
Basuleha for a Bulgaris?
The idea of? Kalu Basuleha
for a
Bulgaris. Kalu Basuleha by a Bulgaris? So I don't think it's factually true that there are no Basulim. It just means that there are fewer Basulim. And if Chayrin Nustak is an absolute requirement, that means that you have to get to all the nooks and crannies. And if there's stuff in place I can't get to all the nooks and crannies, that should be ma'akev. The pashtus in Shulchan Aruch is that chayrin ustakin is mamish ma'akev, no?
I'm wondering if, like, just...
I think kol basulah means that it's not as intact. I mean, listen, we all know that so many women have dan basulim after you get married. It's not unheard of, certainly, right? It happens, so... There is some dam there. She's a Bulgaris. The answer is it doesn't really mean that there's nothing left. It can't. That's only what the Sidrei Torah assumes. I forgot to check an email exchange with Dr. Chudnoff last time I taught Nida. I think he said that it is technically possible to require great skill and dexterity. Something to that effect. Okay, so now, Noida Yehuda says that for the Ravik you don't even need anything internal. That's difficult. Then the Noda Yehuda says that he thinks most Rishonim and big time Rishonim, heavy hitters among Rishonim, hold like the Raiver. Halohem, Rabbeinu Harif, Rabbeinu Harambam. No? The Rif never quotes the Dinim of Bedikos, Kihuzah. Isn't that interesting, Zakta Noda Yehuda? He don't quote Bedikos. You know why not? I'll tell you why. Doesn't quote Bedikos because if the Raiver is right, that Tevia Harehi Kibedika, and you don't need anything internal, so he doesn't have to tell me any of these dinim, how you do it. Don't matter. Yeah, you don't feel a hargosha. Das eis bedika, gevaldik. Interesting. Right? Raivir, right? And Rif. And then he says another heavy hitter, Maimonides, the Rambam. Maimonides in the fourth chapter of the Laws of Forbidden Relations, Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, Perek Dalet, the Rambam writes that the bedikus that an isha does before tashrish and after tashrish, he uses a lashon of kinuach consistently. Consistently, he uses a lashon of kinuach, and we know that kinuach hasnisht bedika. Bedika is something that is thorough, is deep, right? Chayin is dakin, as opposed to kinuach, and the Rambam uses the lashon kinuach, meaning to say, I don't need a full-fledged bedika labayla. All I need is a kinuach ad kan divrei hanoida b'Yehuda. The Chavistas in Sifkatan Dalet and the Lechem V'Simla in Sifkatan Yud Aleph are marbim lahakshos al korayos shel hanoida b'Yehuda. Oh, actually, there's one more that I should do. Not only is it a riff on the Rambam and the Ravid, so we have three heavy hitters who hold that you don't need bedikas, which the Noida Yehuda assumes means you don't even need anything internal. Wow, tremendous. But he says that, oh, whoever the author of the Talmud is, right, we presume that it was an Orthodox Jew. That's our statement of faith. But we believe that the Gemara is up to Noida Yehuda also says that you don't need full-fledged bedikas labayla. Sanhedrin chof beis amr aleph. Amr av Yehuda marav. Yud gimel mapos kincha bat sheva ba'osapam. Bat sheva has relations with David HaMelech. She had 13 mapos with her, 13 towels to wipe herself out. After, they had bia, right? Yud beis bios, etc. Right? And so before each bia and one bedika afterwards, yud gimel mapos kincha bat sheva ba'osapam. Lashon HaGemara, kincha. Kincha, kinuach, is different than bedika. Therefore, you don't need a full-fledged bedika. These are all the rayas of the Noda Yehuda. Chavasas of Katin Dalet, Lechem V'Simlos of Katin Yud Aleph, all disagree with the Noda Yehuda. How can we be doicha these rayas? So these rayas of the riff is stamas, like shver entirely, no? The riff says, the Rif doesn't quote any dinim of bedikas. Like, of course you need bedikas. He doesn't quote any dinim. Elamai. We don't know exactly what to do with the Rif, but like he's on a different wavelength. We're not going to deal with the Rif. The Gemara on Yud Beis about Tevia Harehi Kibedika. Maybe that's a special kula for a husband who's bum in Haderech. When you're bum in Haderech, we give you certain kulas in terms of Oinas and Mechlovesta and the like. So maybe that's a Pshat Nekamara also. That's a bit of a sticky point. The Rambam, you're telling that the Rambam doesn't have the dinim of The Rambam only uses the expression kinuach, he doesn't use the expression bedika. Well, that's true in Perek Dalet, but in Perek Vav, the Rambam does use the lashon of bedika, and probably the Rambam is just relying on what he wrote elsewhere. And what he means by kinuach is that the bedika has to be done by ofen shel kinuach. It has to be like a physical activity that involves an action of wiping. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Batsheva only did kinuach, so that's also not such a problem, especially if the Sidrei Tahara is correct, that the requirement of Chorin Ustakin is only a Din D'Rabbanan. So who says that the period of David HaMelech with Batsheva, they institute this Din D'Rabbanan of Chorin Ustakin? Right? Remember, this is very early. It's very, very early. Right? David, Batsheva, no? So before I was born, even. So the fact is, Mehechatesi, there is a din of Chorin Ustakin, especially if it's not a din de'oi Raisa. So, la halacha, do we hold like this Noda Behuda? The pashtus is that the Noda Behuda is mamish blown out of the ballpark and is completely, thoroughly, totally wrong. And in that case of Rabban Soloveitchik and the Kala, yeah, if you'd ask me, I'd say there's nothing to rely on. There is a Chazon Ish, Sadi Beis Chof Aleph, who says this idea that all bedikas have to be is a shiwi, that you delay, it's not just lefisha, but that you go slowly, and if you go slowly, you see that you're not bleeding, even if it's external, it would help. That's very similar to the Noda Behuda. Badei HaShulchan, Pin Shin Zayin, going over to Shin Ches, and the Biurim quotes many achronim who reject the Noda Behuda, but he quotes some who subscribe to the Noda Behuda. And he tainas that for an Isha who's worried that she might scratch herself and cause problems, then maybe you could rely on the Noda Behuda. This is a cool on the Badei HaShulchan, it's worth like at least $1 million. In other words, the Noda Behuda is mamish against Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Mechaber, Ramah, both hold that Chorin Ustakin is an absolute requirement. Noda Behuda says, oh, the Ravid says you don't need Chorin Ustakin in the Baila, and I'm going to buttress the Ravid's case with a Rif and a Rambam and a Gemara. Right? And even though Lechem Basimla and Chavastas argue, but the Revival Cohen feels that if the woman is genuinely concerned that she'll scratch herself, so then you can dispense with Chorin Ustakin. However, if the woman is just uncomfortable, she's just in pain with her bedikos, so he does not think that you could be makel. The tsar that she'll be in the bedika, he feels, is not sufficient grounds to hold like this Noda Behuda. However, the concern of Shema Tisare Tisatzma, that concern is more serious. Again, so this is a big issue lahalacha in terms of the nature of the bedikos and Rabbi Abramson.
Does anyone suggest that the Noda Behuda is sort of the Shitalso in any sense that Argasha is Yvastav Tavarolach? So it's like a more like easily recognizable Argasha?
Yeah, so some do suggest that, certainly. In other words, if I hold. Well, I'll say it like this. In other words, if I'm a Jew who denies Yvastav Ralach, so then all I needed was a Hargasha a long time ago. And I can't assume that there is any bedika that was done by concentrating, because if I had a psichas piyamaka that I felt 3 days ago, anything that flows from that. So that's what Rabbi Forst has in a footnote, I forgot what page. Yeah, Rabbi Forst makes exactly that suggestion. I think that's MS. But remember, we're working in the world, at least with many of these classical poskim, who are holding of Ziva Sefralach. Yeah, but that's an excellent ha'ara. Rabbi Forst makes that ha'ara somewhere. I could find that if I like. Okay, Rabbi cool? Bloom. I guess I have to give everyone smicha, right? But that means you have to pass your tests, by the way.
Is that
cool
by Shulchan, even by Hefsek, or just by other people?
So I think he says it even by, I don't remember, I'd have to look. I'd have to look. What? Patient Zion going off to Shin Ches, yeah. I'd have to look. I mean, the Noda Behuda himself is not make on Hefsek based on a Ramban, right? Even though we point out it's a Shver that part of Nedar Yehuda is also Shver. So it's Nedar Yehuda is Mitchila. Look at the Nedar Yehuda, it's in Simon Mem Vav. Pesach Yishuv quotes it over here. It's Mitchila so ad sofo yeshverkeit al gabe shverkeit. But even so, it's amazing that this Nedar Yehuda, like, post can rely on it. It's really, I find this amazing in some ways. Yeah.
Does anyone say that, like, his, when the Beit Yosef quotes the Rush, he writes that the Rush didn't really pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and he was just, like, in his halachos, it was just because, like, he wanted to write a sefer for Klal Yisrael that, like,
yeah.
He read. Do some people say the same for his quotation of the Ramban? His writing in the midst of
Sefer. I don't know. I don't know what post can make of these Hilchos Nidal Ramban, those last. I don't know. In the Rush, you see, I have that introductory line in the Rush where it says something to the fact that Halacha Hilchos Nidal Bektsara Sheyishanu Aleihem Benos Yisrael or something, right? He has a line like that. Within the Ramban, I don't know. This is a. It begins something about Amar HaMetargim. I'd have to do some homework to figure out the halachos of the Ramban, what their purpose is, etc. Okay, so this is what we wanted to discuss, and Yashikai, thank you for listening, Chevra. Have a good evening.